Like a football player about to make a game-saving tackle, I leaped forward, wrapping my arms around him, hoping against all hope that I didn't reach too far down. I was all too aware that Sam was naked, and while I didn't want to touch any of him at all, if I absolutely had to, I wanted to keep this encounter rated PG-13. As it turned out, my tackle wasn't quite as good as I'd thought. My arms wrapped around Sam's still-moving legs rather than his torso. My cheek pressed against his... only it wasn't his face cheek. Yeah, I was going to need therapy for life. "What the?" he shouted at me, reaching toward me to attack. Before he had a chance, I grabbed a handful of sand and threw it directly into his face. He let out a shout and clutched at his eyes while I kicked out at his stomach. I connected, and he curled over with a moan while I sprang back to my feet. I jumped onto him, pressing a knee into his back to keep him on the ground while I pulled my phone from my pocket, dialing the police to come take him in. It wasn't until I had the phone to my ear that I looked up and saw the entire wedding party staring at me, mouths agape, eyes wide. The photographer's camera clicked away. The lens pointed directly at the two of us. The bride's hand moved to her mouth. "Get off me!" Sam shouted, squirming underneath me. "Stop moving," I replied, slapping him on the back of the head. "I already had to touch your butt. Don't make my day any worse." It didn't take long before two male guests made their way toward us, and they immediately took over the responsibility of holding Sam down while we waited for the arrival of the police. One guest offered up the light shawl she wore over her shoulders. "You're going to want to burn that when you get it back," I said to her as she handed it to one of the men, and the woman laughed. "I'll ask the cops to do it for me. I'm not touching that thing again."